At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 86. You're allowed to want more than just fine. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the podcast where we don't just grow. We question the stories we're handed, and we remember that settling is not the same thing as living. I'm Nicholas, and this episode is for the version of you who's been convincing yourself that fine is enough, that your relationship is fine, your job is fine, your health, your habits, your day-to-day existence, fine. Not bad enough to leave, not painful enough to demand change, just manageable enough to get by. And maybe people are even congratulating you for it. Be grateful you have what you have. At least it's better than before. As long as you're stable, isn't that enough? So you swallow the ache. You convince yourself that reaching for more would be selfish, ungrateful, greedy. And little by little, you start silencing the part of you that knows you were made for more. The part of you that still dreams. The part of you that remembers what it feels like to want something bold, alive, and expansive. But here's the truth. Fine is not why you're here. Fine is not your destiny. Gratitude does not require you to settle for scraps when your soul is asking for a feast. You're allowed to want more. More love, more joy, more passion, more abundance, more alignment, more you. Not because what you have now is worthless, but because you were never meant to stay in survival mode forever. There's a big difference between gratitude and complacency. Gratitude is saying, I honor what I have now. Complacency is saying, this is all I'm allowed to have. And I think a lot of us confuse the two. We think that if we want more, we're rejecting the blessings we already hold. But what if wanting more is actually a way of honoring those blessings? What if desire isn't a betrayal of gratitude? What if it's an extension of it? Because here's the thing, settling is often rooted in fear. Fear that if we reach higher, we'll fail. Fear that if we ask for more, people will call us selfish. Fear that if we step out of the fine zone, we'll lose what little stability we've managed to build. But staying in fine has its own cost. It drains your spirit. It keeps you living half alive. It makes you forget what it feels like to be on fire for your own life. And at some point, you ask yourself, am I here just to survive? Or am I here to expand? This episode is your permission slip to admit where you've been settling, to get honest about where you've been hiding behind fine. And to remember that it's not ungrateful to want more. It's human. Because when you stop lying to yourself about what you really want, that's when clarity begins to unfold. That's when your next chapter has room to write itself. And if you're in that fog right now, if you're feeling the tension between gratitude for what you have and the ache for what you know you deserve, I created something that might help. The free Start With Why Clarity Guide. It's designed to bring you back to your foundation, to reconnect you with your intention, so you can tell the difference between settling out of fear and choosing alignment out of truth. You can download it right now at metanoiamadness.com. But for now, let's step into this conversation, because I want you to remember, you don't need to apologize for wanting more. You don't need to justify your hunger for a bigger life, and you don't need to water down your desire so other people feel comfortable. You're allowed to want more than fine. You're allowed to want your best. You're allowed to want your life to set your soul on fire. And maybe that's the point. So if you're ready, let's get into it. Fine is such a slippery word. It looks safe. It sounds stable. It keeps you from having to admit when something's not working anymore. But here's the truth. Fine is often another word for I've stopped hoping it could get better. I mean, think about it. How many times have you answered I'm fine even when you weren't? When you were tired, heartbroken, burnt out, numb? Fine. It becomes the mask we wear when we don't feel like we're allowed to tell the truth. And the same thing happens in our lives. We convince ourselves that as long as something isn't actively falling apart, it must be good enough. That as long as we're not in pain, we should be grateful. That as long as things are manageable, it would be selfish to want more. But fine isn't the same as fulfilled. And the absence of chaos doesn't mean the presence of joy. So why do we settle there? Why do we stop at fine when something deeper is calling us forward? Because fine feels familiar, and familiar feels safe, even when it's not satisfying. We settle for jobs that drain us because at least they pay the bills. We settle for relationships that lack passion because at least we're not alone. We settle for routines that keep us small because at least we're surviving. And in survival mode, fine feels like luxury. But you weren't created to survive. You were created to expand. The real trap of fine is that it numbs you. It convinces you that wanting more is unnecessary, ungrateful, unrealistic. And before you know it, years slip by. You look around and realize you've built a life you don't hate, but you don't love either. And that is its own kind of heartbreak. Because deep down, you know there's more to you. You know you're capable of joy that goes beyond manageable. You know you're capable of love that feels alive, not just convenient. You know you're capable of a life that makes you wake up with something burning in your chest. Something to look forward to. But the longer you convince yourself fine is enough, the quieter that fire gets. And here's the dangerous part. Eventually, you start mistaking silence for peace. You start mistaking comfort for alignment. You start mistaking numbness for stability. And that's how people end up staying in relationships that aren't really nourishing them. That's how they end up retiring from jobs they never loved. That's how they end up telling themselves, this is just life. This is just how it is. But it's not. Life is not meant to be endured. It's meant to be lived. And fine is not living. It's just existing. So I guess the real trap of being fine is that it feels harmless. But it's actually the slowest, quietest way to abandon yourself. And if you've been there, if you're there right now, this isn't about shame. It's about honesty. It's about realizing that there's no medal for staying in fine longer than you need to. There's no prize for proving how much mediocrity you can tolerate. What if you stopped convincing yourself that fine is enough and started asking, what would actually make me come alive? What if the real act of gratitude is not settling, but daring to expand? Because here's the thing. Your life will always rise to the standard you're willing to set. And if your standard is fine, that's all it will ever give you. But what if you raise the standard? What if you allow yourself to believe you're worthy of more? Everything begins to shift, not overnight, not without discomfort, but little by little. Life starts to mirror the size of your belief. And maybe that's what the season is about. Unlearning the reflex of settling, breaking free from the trap of fine, and remembering that wanting more is not ungrateful. It's honest, it's brave, it's human. Gratitude is sacred. It grounds you. It reminds you of what's already here, what you once prayed for. What you might have overlooked if you were always racing ahead. But somewhere along the way, we started using gratitude as a leash. We turned it into a tool for self-policing instead of self-liberation. We told ourselves, I should be grateful for this job even though it's draining me. I should be grateful for this relationship even though it doesn't bring me alive. I should be grateful for this body even though I know I'm not caring for it the way it deserves. And so gratitude stops being a practice of appreciation and starts becoming an excuse for complacency. We confuse thankfulness with settling. We think that if we want more, it means we don't appreciate what we have. But that's not how real gratitude works. Real gratitude says, I honor this, and I also know more is possible. It's the difference between saying, I'm thankful for my apartment, and I'm thankful for my apartment, and I also know I'm worthy of a home that nourishes me. It's the difference between I'm grateful that I'm not alone, and I'm grateful I'm not alone, and also I know I deserve the love that feels safe, expansive, and true. Do you see the shift? Gratitude should never be a cage, it should be a foundation, because true gratitude expands you. It does not silence you. It does not tell you to settle, and it doesn't make you smaller. If your version of gratitude is asking you to shrink your desires, it's not gratitude. It's fear dressed up as humility. And that's where many of us get stuck. We're so afraid of being labeled ungrateful, selfish, or greedy that we bury our hunger for more under the layers of thank you. But your desire doesn't dishonor your blessings. It actually honors them. Because then you allow yourself to want more. You're acknowledging that what you already have has given you the strength to dream bigger. You're saying, this gift was so good, it reminded me that I'm capable of holding even more. And that shift matters. Because when gratitude is alive, it will stretch you. It will make you curious about what's possible. It will remind you that you're allowed to move from good to great. From surviving to thriving. From being fine to being fulfilled. But complacency, that's different. Complacency tells you to stay. To never risk, never expand, never disrupt the stability you've worked so hard to build. It tells you that gratitude means you've arrived. That asking for more is disrespectful to the blessings you already hold. And maybe you've heard it in other people's voices too. Why can't you just be grateful? Isn't what you have enough? Don't be picky. At least you're not struggling. But hear me when I say this. Wanting more does not cancel out your gratitude. It's possible to hold both. I mean, look at every single past episode we've talked about. There's always duality. That is life. Life is duality. To look at your life and say, I'm thankful for this chapter and I'm also ready for the next one. That's not greed. That's growth. So if you've been living in tension between gratitude and desire, let this be your reminder. You're not wrong for wanting more. You're not selfish for asking for a life that feels bigger. You're not ungrateful for admitting that fine is not enough for you anymore. You're just telling the truth. And the truth always expands you because gratitude and desire were never meant to compete. They were meant to walk together. One keeps you grounded and the other keeps you growing. And you need both. Let's be honest. Sometimes the hardest part isn't even getting what we want. It's letting ourselves admit that we want it. Desire feels dangerous. Because the moment you admit you want something more love, more money, more peace, more freedom, you open yourself up to disappointment. You risk the possibility of not getting it. And for many of us, that risk feels unbearable. So we shrink our desires down to something reasonable. We call it being realistic. We call it being humble. We call it being grateful. But really, fear of failing, fear of being rejected, fear of looking foolish for dreaming too big. Fear of being told we should have been satisfied with what we had. And sometimes it's even deeper than that. It's the fear of actually getting what we want. Because if it arrives, then what? What if I lose it? What if I'm not ready to hold it? What if it changes me in ways I can't control? This is why so many of us live with muted dreams. We don't want to risk the heartbreak of wanting more and not receiving it. So we silence the desire before it even has a chance to breathe. But here's the truth. The fear of wanting more is usually just a reflection of old wounds. Times when we wanted something and didn't get it. Times when we were told our needs were too much. Times when life handed us disappointment instead of delight. And so our nervous system started equating desire with danger. Don't want too much because when you do, it hurts. But that's not the whole story. Yes, desire makes you vulnerable. Yes, it opens you up to risk. But it also opens you up to possibility. Desire is what moves your life forward. It's what pulls you out of cycles of complacency, and it's what whispers, there's more for you within this. And if you ignore that voice long enough, you don't just avoid risk, you avoid yourself. You abandon the part of you that was created to expand. So what if instead of fearing desire, you started befriending it? What if instead of silencing your hunger for more, you let it teach you something about who you're becoming? Because wanting more doesn't mean you're greedy. It means you're awake. It means you're listening to your soul instead of numbing it. It means you trust that life isn't finished with you yet. And here's something else. Your desire isn't random. It's not reckless. It's data. It's guidance. It's your soul's way of pointing you toward what's possible. But fear convinces us to turn away from it. Fear tells us it's safer to not want. Fear says if you don't dream, you can't be disappointed. But the cost of avoiding disappointment is living a life that never excites you. A life that never challenges you. A life that never expands you beyond fine. So yes, there will be fear. Yes, there will be risk. But there will also be joy. There will be breakthroughs. There will be mornings you wake up and realize you're living in the middle of something you once thought was impossible. And that doesn't happen by silencing your desire. It happens by leaning into it. So if you're afraid of wanting more, let that fear be the proof that something inside you is ready to stretch. Because fear doesn't mean you're unworthy of it. It means you're standing at the edge of expansion. And you know what? That's exactly where you're supposed to be. There's a reason why so many of us downplay what we want. It's not just fear, it's capacity. If you spent years surviving, years convincing yourself that fine is enough, your body, your heart, your mind, they're not used to holding more. They've been trained to expect the bare minimum. So when your desire shows up, it feels overwhelming. It feels too big, too loud, too risky. But here's the thing. Your desires aren't asking you to be reckless. They're asking you to expand, to stretch into a life that can actually hold them. Think about it like this. If you've been living in a small, dimly lit room for years, stepping outside into the sunlight feels blinding. You squint. You want to run back inside because the brightness feels unsafe. But what if you stay with it? If you let your eyes adjust, suddenly you see colors you'd forgotten existed. Suddenly you realize there was never anything wrong with the light. You just needed to expand your capacity to receive it. That's what desire does. It pulls you into a light of your own becoming. It stretches the edges of who you think you are. It asks you to believe you can hold joy, love, abundance, and purpose without dropping it all. And capacity isn't something you wait for. It's something you build. You build it every time you let yourself admit what you really want. You build it every time you stop talking yourself out of dreaming bigger. You build it every time you choose the harder truth over the easier lie. Because wanting more doesn't make you ungrateful. It makes you alive. And the more you practice holding that truth, the more your life expands to meet you there. Maybe at first it looks like saying out loud, I want to love myself in a way I never have before. Or I want a relationship that feels like partnership, not performance. I want work that doesn't just pay me, but fulfills me. Even those small admissions build capacity. They tell your nervous system, it's safe to want this. It's safe to imagine this. It's safe to expand. And eventually, those desires stop feeling dangerous. They start feeling natural. They start feeling like home. That's how you know your capacity has grown, when the things that once felt impossible now feel inevitable. But you don't get there by shrinking. You don't get there by silencing your hunger. You get there by letting yourself want, by letting yourself imagine, by letting yourself expand. And here's the beautiful paradox. The moment you stop apologizing for your desires, they stop being just about you. Because when you give yourself permission to want more, you give everyone around you permission to want more. You become a mirror that says, it's safe to want, it's safe to grow, it's safe to expand. And that ripple effect is powerful. Because your capacity doesn't just change your life, it changes the lives of everyone who comes into your orbit. So if you've been playing small, if you've been keeping your desires quiet out of fear or guilt, let this be your reminder. You are allowed to want more. And not only are you allowed, you're capable of holding it. Not all at once, not overnight, but little by little, breath by breath, choice by choice. That's how capacity grows. That's how desire transforms from fear into freedom. One of the hardest parts about wanting more is the guilt that comes with it. It's the voice in your head that says, shouldn't you just be grateful for what you have already? Who are you to ask for more when so many people have less? Why can't you just be content? And if you're not careful, that voice will keep you locked in a life that looks stable on the outside, but feels suffocating on the inside. Because guilt convinces you that your desire is dangerous, that you're betraying your blessings, that you're disrespecting the sacrifices others made to get you here. But here's what I need you to hear. Wanting more doesn't make you ungrateful. It makes you honest. And honesty is the soil where real gratitude grows. Think about it. When you silence your desire out of guilt, you're not actually honoring your blessings. You're resenting them. You're making them the excuse of why you can't keep growing. But when you let gratitude and desire coexist, something shifts. You can say, I'm thankful for where I am. And I also know this isn't my final chapter. That doesn't dishonor the journey. That honors it. Because it means you're actually paying attention to the way life is moving through you. And maybe that's what guilt is really afraid of. Your power. Because when you start choosing more, you stop playing small. You stop performing the version of yourself that keeps everyone else comfortable. You start honoring the version of you that's alive, awake, unapologetic. And people might not like that. They might call you selfish. They might accuse you of being ungrateful. They might project their own fears into your expansion. But that's not your responsibility to carry. Because choosing more is never about taking from others. It's about refusing to take less from yourself. So what does this look like in real life? It looks like leaving a relationship that isn't abusive, but also isn't nourishing your soul. It looks like walking away from a job that pays well, but leaves you numb at the end of every day. It looks like saying no to opportunities that keep you busy, so you can say yes to the ones that make you feel alive. It looks like telling the truth, even when the truth disrupts the stability you've built. Because fine isn't enough anymore. Safe isn't enough anymore. Survival isn't enough anymore. You were made for more than just existing. You were made to live. And living requires courage. It requires the courage to want, the courage to ask, the courage to receive, and the courage to keep going even when guilt tries to pull you back into smallness. So here's the invitation. The next time guilt whispers in your ear, who are you to want more? Answer it with the truth. I'm the one who decided I was worthy of it. Because you are. You always have been, and the moment you stop apologizing for your desire, you'll realize it was never selfish to want more. It was sacred. So maybe this is what it all comes down to. Fine will keep you safe. It will keep you steady. It will keep you existing. But fine will never make you feel fully alive. And I think deep down, you already know that. You felt the whisper inside. The one that says, this isn't all there is. And maybe you've tried to silence it, convincing yourself that wanting more makes you ungrateful. But what if that whisper is actually your soul reminding you of what you came here for? You're not here to just get by. You're not here to live half asleep. You're not here to settle for manageable when what you really crave is meaningful. You're here to expand, to stretch into a love that makes you light up, to pursue work that fills your lungs with purpose, to create a life that doesn't just look stable, but feels alive in your body. And the first step is honesty. To stop pretending fine is enough. To admit what you really want. Even if it scares you, even if you don't know how to get there yet. And before we close, I want to leave you with something to sit with. Where in my life have I been settling for fine? And if I admitted what I really want, without guilt, without apology, what would I write down? And when the old stories write up, telling you you're selfish or ungrateful, I want you to have something to hold on to. Not just words, but reminders you can breathe into until they feel like truth. I am grateful for what I have, and I am still worthy of more. I release the guilt that tells me desire is dangerous. My dreams are not selfish, they are sacred. Fine is not my destiny, fulfillment is. I am allowed to want a life that makes me come alive. If this conversation stirred something in you, if you're ready to stop settling for fine and begin clarifying what you really want, don't forget to download the free Start With Why Clarity Guide at metanoiamadness.com. It's a tool to help you cut through the noise, reconnect with your why, and start making decisions from a place of alignment instead of fear. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.